Welcome to the Well Society Podcast. I'm your host, Erin Kay, licensed master level social worker and certified Christian health and life coach. I'm your professional go-to expert for all driven yes women who desire more energy, peace, and joy for the things and people she loves the most so she can be well, feel well, and do well while coming to the proverbial well of Jesus. Thanks for coming to the well today. I'm so glad you're here.
Hey, it's Andrea here with you in today's episode. So in case you missed it, the past couple of episodes, we have been talking about apologies and apologizing. And in this episode, we're going to touch on the other part of the apology equation, which is forgiveness. And a verse that God brought to mind around this is Proverbs 19:11, which in the ESV says, "Good sense makes a man restrain his anger, and it is to his glory to overlook a transgression or an offense." So let's talk about the word of forgive for a moment. Erin and I both love sharing with you a deeper appreciation of the words that we're using, because sometimes we just use them without even really appreciating the depth of the definition and understanding how it can give us a new perspective on a word. So the word forgive, some of the definitions that I pulled out from that, from the dictionary.com app, are to grant pardon for or remission of, for example, an offense or a debt, to absolve, to give up all claim on account of, to remit, again, for a debt or obligation. Forgiveness is granting a pardon to someone. It's to cease to feel resentment against, to forgive your enemies, or to cancel indebtedness or liability of. And literally, the word forgive is the combination of the words for and give. And as I was just looking up the definition of for, which again, sometimes it seems silly, like why we know what the definition of for is, like in our mind. But when you look at it, it was what was clear to me was that for, F-O-R, is a relationship word. It's always used in relation to something or someone. And then the word give. Some of the definitions that I pulled out that seemed applicable to this, because there's many definitions of give. So for example, to present voluntarily and without expecting compensation, to bestow, to relinquish or sacrifice, to yield somewhat as to influence or force, and to compromise. Another thing that I found interesting in researching forgiveness is that in the Old Testament, it talks more about forgiveness in relation to us asking God to forgive us our sins and extolling his characteristic of being a forgiving God. That comes through loud and clear in the Old Testament. Not so much that in the Old Testament of us being told or encouraged to forgive others. We see that in the New Testament. And especially if someone comes to you and asks for forgiveness. So for example, in Luke 17, verses 3-4, Jesus tells his listeners that if someone repents, they come to you and they repent, you are obligated to extend forgiveness to them. The Greek word for forgive is aphiemi, and it means to cancel a debt or release someone of an obligation. Essentially, in the Greek, it's like saying, I am giving up my right to hold you responsible for what you did or did not do to me. So why is forgiveness important? Here are three reasons that I could think of why forgiveness is important. Again, this is in the context especially of apologizing. When someone is coming to you to apologize, or on the other hand, if you need to be the one offering an apology, like why is that forgiveness element also important? So the first reason that I thought of is that, most importantly, it acknowledges that God forgives. He forgives us our sins, even though we are most undeserving of that. So it's simply a reflection of his character and grace. And secondly, to kind of pair with that, it reflects when we extend forgiveness, it means that we are actually cooperating with the work of the Holy Spirit. Because if you refuse to forgive someone, When the Lord has fully and completely forgiven you, then you are quenching the Holy Spirit's work in your life. We're also told repeatedly that God opposes the proud, and refusing to forgive someone is especially when they ask for it, is stemming from a prideful spirit. Another reason, the third reason, is that forgiveness allows for restoration in relationships, if that is desired on both parts. So think about it. If you did something wrong to someone, and especially if you apologize and then they refuse to forgive you, and think about if everyone operated that way, where we're like, we're not forgiving you. You can apologize as many times as you want, and I'm not forgiving you. It would, if everyone was doing that, it would be a magnified example of what we actually see in cancel culture, where it feels like as soon as you do something wrong, it doesn't seem in cancel culture that there's any room for grace or forgiveness at all. It's like either you have to get it right or you're completely wrong and on the outs. And that's very crippling. That's such a crippling way to live, because then the default of that is that we would have to live perfectly. And we know that we can never achieve that perfection standard. So forgiveness allows a relationship it provides the opportunity for healing, where healing is needed, and for the relationship to move forward, again, if both people want that to occur. But what do you do if there is an absence of an apology or acknowledgement of wrongdoing? The first and best thing to do to answer this question is, and my guidance to you, is do your own Bible verse search on forgiveness, and then prayerfully ask the Lord to walk you through it. Again, God's word is what we need to stand on. And if you ask him, he will help you to discern the application of those verses to your life. Just make sure you're reading them in context, though, and you're not pulling them out of context. So you can even literally type the word forgiveness, Bible verses on forgiveness or unforgive in Google. And Google will very happily help you easily find those. But here are some of my thoughts as I've done the exact same thing. So forgiveness is not about saying that what the person did to you was right or that they aren't accountable for their actions at all. That is not what forgiveness is about. Forgiveness is not allowing someone to continue to hurt or abuse you in any way. So, and in fact, if you are in an abusive situation, whether that's physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, financial, or any other form of abuse, then you need to seek help and guidance in that situation. So forgiveness is more about setting you free. And again, this is in the absence of apology and of a person continually to trespass against you. Forgiveness is more about setting you free from harboring ongoing resentment and bitterness toward the person, even when it's absolutely justified. And just keep in mind, God sees all things. And so when others transgress against you, and especially if they are not repentant, because God is a righteous, all-knowing, and wise judge, you can trust that that person or the people will be 100% accountable to him. Now, that may not be here on earth, but from an internal perspective, they absolutely are going to be accountable to him, because otherwise he wouldn't be loving, he wouldn't be righteous. And personally, I would not want to be in someone's shoes who needs to be held accountable to God for actions that they've done, and especially where they haven't repented and sought forgiveness of the person they harmed, and certainly God's forgiveness themselves. So I just want to leave you with a song that God brought to mind as I was preparing this. So if you want to search that up after listening this, it's the song Holy Water by We the Kingdom, and a line from that verse that matches so well with this episode is, "Your forgiveness is like sweet, sweet honey on my lips." Now, again, that song is talking about God's forgiveness. But even think about how forgiveness can be sweet when you offer it and when it's offered to you.
My prayer is that you are leaving this episode with more energy, more joy, and more peace than when you came to. Make sure to subscribe and share the Well Society podcast so that we can reach more driven yes women like you. Come join us in the Women at the Well Christian Health and Wellness Support Group on Facebook and subscribe to my email list to stay apprised of all upcoming events, programs, and coaching opportunities. If the content of this episode resonated with you and you'd like to speak with me about investing and working with me one-on-one or in the Well Society Intensive, please visit www.aaronkcoaching.com to schedule a complimentary fitting call. Until the next time we meet at this well, do well, be well, and feel well.